Embarking on the artificial intelligence, AI, journey can sometimes feel like you're navigating a labyrinth with a cryptic treasure map. Remember those moments of furrowing brows at phrases like neural network and natural language processing? I remember staring blankly at similar terms, which is precisely what inspired me to demystify these concepts for others. Think of this guide as your friendly interpreter, skillfully translating dense AI terms into accessible insights that will click for you right away. You're in for an enlightening adventure. Welcome to my No Confusion Glossary, tailored for curious minds just like yours. Table of Contents. Toggle AI Terminology Glossary. Key Takeaways. Core AI Concepts 1. AI Ethics 2. AI for Everyone 3. Artificial Intelligence 4. Foundational Model 5. General AI 6. Strong AI 7. Weak AI Machine Learning and Deep Learning 8. Artificial Neural Network, AN, 9. Convolutional Neural Network, CNN, 10. Deep Learning 11. Few-Shot Learning 12. Fine-Tuned Model 13. Fine-Tuning 14. Generative AI 15. Hyperparameter 16. Machine Learning 17. Neural Network 18. Overfitting 19. Reinforcement Learning 20. Supervised Learning 21. Transfer Learning 22. Unsupervised Learning 23. Variance 24. Variation Natural Language Processing and Linguistics 25. BERT. Bidirectional Encoder Representation from Transformers 26. Computational Linguistics 27. Computational Semantics 28. Conversational AI 29. Linguistic Annotation 30. Machine Translation 31. Natural Language Generation, NLG, 32. Natural Language Processing, NLP, 33. Natural Language Understanding, NLU, 34. Semantic Annotation, 35. Sentiment Analysis Data Science and Analytics, 36. Big Data, 37. Corpus, 38. Data Discovery, 39. Data Drift, 40. Data Extraction, 41. Data Ingestion, 42. Data Labeling, 43. Data Mining, 44. Data Scarcity, 45. Data Science, 46. Dataset, 47. Predictive Analytics 48, Prescriptive Analytics 49, Structured Data 50, Unstructured Data AI Ethics, Bias, and Governance 51. Bias 52, Environmental, Social, and Governance, ESG 53. Explainable AI, Explainability 54, Guardrails 55, Hallucination AI Technologies and Applications 56, Application Programming Interface, API 57. Autonomous Technology 58, Bounding Box 59, Chatbot 60, Cognitive Computing 61, Computer Vision 62, Edge Model 63, Emotion AI, Effective Computing 64, Entity 65, Entity Annotation 66, Entity Extraction, Entity Recognition, NER 67, Image Recognition 68, Large Language Model, LLM 69, Limited Memory 70, Multimodal AI 71, Pattern Recognition 72, Quantum Computing 73, Token 74, Turing Test 75, Voice Recognition Miscellaneous AI Terms 76, Accuracy 77, Actionable Intelligence 78, AI Detection 79, AI Detection Tools 80, AI Generated Content 81, AI Model 82, Algorithm 83, Anaphora 84, Annotation 85, Auto-Classification 86, Auto-Complete 87, Backpropagation 88, Backward Chaining, Backward Reasoning 89, Bursinus 90, Cataphora 91, Categorization 92, Category 93, Category Trees 94, Classification 95, Clustering 96, Co-Occurrence 97, Cognitive Map 98, Completions 99, Composite AI 100. Content 101. Content Enrichment 102. Controlled Vocabulary 103. Custom Domain Language Model 104. Did you mean DYM 105. Disambiguation 106. Domain Knowledge 107. Embedding 108. ETL 109. F-Score, F-Measure, F1 Measure 110. Forward Chaining 111. Graph Analytics 112, High performance computing 113. Intent 114. K means 115. Kubernetes 116. Label 117. Machine intelligence 118. Machine learning models 119. Parameter 120. Perplexity 121. Prompt 122. Python 123. Random forest 124. Recommendation system 125. Regression 126. Speech to text 127. Test data 128. Text to speech 129. Training data 130. Validation data 131. Virtual assistant conclusion FAQ. What is AI and how is it like our brains? What is a large language model like ChatGPT? Why do people say that AI can hallucinate? How does supervised machine learning work? What is so special about structured data for AI? Do I need loads of data for predictive analytics in AI? Is there more than one kind of AI? Can we trust AI to make big business choices? How does AI understand what we say or write? Do computers need us to learn things in AI? AI terminology glossary, key takeaways. General AI aims to create machines that can think, learn, and understand like humans in any situation. Explainable AI is about making sure people can understand how an AI system makes its decisions. Biases in AI can make systems unfair, so we use guardrails, such as environmental, social and governance, ESG, principles, to keep things responsible. AI involves a lot of terms like big data and machine learning, which help turn lots of information into smart choices for businesses. Data comes in forms like unstructured or structured, and it needs to be processed so that AI can learn from it correctly. AI ethics focuses on making right and fair decisions in creating AI systems, considering how they might affect people's lives. Core AI concepts. Diving into AI terminology is like learning a new language. There's a buzz of terms that can boggle the mind. But getting familiar with core AI concepts is your ticket to understanding this game-changing tech. 1. AI ethics. AI ethics is about making smart choices that are sound for everyone. When we create AI systems, we have to think carefully about what's fair and right. We need to consider how it might affect people's lives. AI ethics is part of being responsible with AI. It shows that you respect people's lives and only want your technology to be helpful without causing harm. 2. AI for everyone. AI for everyone means that understanding AI isn't reserved for developers or data scientists alone. People in various careers can grasp how machine learning models shape business decisions and everyday life. It's about the responsible use of technology. This is something everyone should aim for, as we depend more on intelligent systems in our lives. 3. Artificial intelligence. Artificial intelligence, or AI, is the smarts behind computers that can think and learn like people. They can do things such as recognize faces, drive cars, and even play chess. In the world of AI, machines get smart by consuming vast quantities of data and searching for patterns. AI ranges from simple things, like finding spam in your email, to big deals, like robots doing surgery or even when you chat with customer service bots. 4. Foundational model. Think of the foundational model as a versatile starter kit for creating AI applications. It's been trained on massive amounts of data before we start using it. This makes it incredibly useful for different tasks across multiple fields, from tech to healthcare. The foundational model is more than broad. It's the backbone of generative AI and explainable AI, too. It's like having an AI that can not only create new things but also explain its process in a way we understand. Pre-training sets the stage. Unsupervised learning happens here first, giving these models a head start in understanding and generating complex content. They're built to handle challenges in computational semantics and linguistics. 5. General AI. Let's dive into general AI. This form is sometimes called strong AI. It's about theoretical research on creating a computer that almost thinks and learns like a human. Such machines will have the ability to understand, learn, and apply knowledge in completely new situations. The big goal with general AI is to make it as clever as any person you know. We want it to solve problems. That means giving these smart systems enough common sense to handle anything thrown their way by thinking broadly and deeply across any task you hand them. 6. Strong AI. A machine that can think and learn just like us. That's what strong AI is about, creating super smart computers with minds of their own. Imagine chatting with a robot that understands feelings, makes its own choices, and even tells you jokes. The goal is to have these machines do anything a human brain can do. 7. Weak AI. Weak AI is essential terminology in AI. It is like a specialist. It's really good at one job but can't do much else outside of that. This type isn't about mimicking our brains. It sticks to its coding and doesn't learn new tricks on its own. It pops up in everyday life more than we might notice. For example, your phone's voice assistant. Weak AI excels within its limited realm, handling tasks we've specifically programmed it to tackle. Machine learning and deep learning. Diving into the world of machine learning, ML, and deep learning, DL, you'll find out just how these powerful tools teach computers to learn from data and enhance our lives in new ways. 8. Artificial neural network, AN. An artificial neural network, AN, is like a net made up of nodes, each one acting as a tiny brain cell working together to solve complex problems. These networks can pick up patterns and even learn from vast quantities of data without getting tired. ANs are used to recognize faces in pictures or to figure out what you're saying when you talk to your phone. It starts off knowing nothing, but feed it enough pictures or conversations, and it gets smarter over time. ANs are everywhere, from sorting your photos to powering chatbots that help you shop online. 9. Convolutional Neural Network, CNN. A convolutional neural network, CNN, is a game changer in the world of image recognition. Picture a multi-layered network that digs deep into pictures to pick out patterns we can't even see. It's like having super sight. Each layer looks for something specific, from simple edges in the first layers to complex objects in the deeper ones. CNNs automate feature extraction. There's no need for a human to tell them what to look for. With backpropagation, they keep adjusting until they get it right. 10. Deep learning. In this AI terminology cheat sheet, I think of deep learning as a smart detective. It works by sifting through massive piles of data and doesn't need much help to spot patterns and crack complex problems. It's like training your brain with lots of examples until you become an expert at recognizing them on your own. Deep learning uses artificial neural networks that are inspired by the human brain. These networks can learn from images, sounds, or text without us telling them what to do every step of the way. They get better over time. This technology helps computers see, hear, and understand things. 11. Few-shot learning. Imagine training a computer to recognize new objects with just a handful of pictures. Instead of feeding thousands of images to teach AI what cats look like, you only give it a few snapshots. This approach is very useful when there's not much data available. This works wonders in situations where collecting tons of examples isn't possible. Think rare animals or unique medical cases. It leverages powerful deep neural networks to distill knowledge from these limited examples and apply it broadly. 12. Fine-tuned model. Fine-tuned models are like giving a super smart AI a quick but powerful course in one specialized subject. Say you have an AI that knows a ton, but you want it to master cooking recipes or understand medical terminology. You don't start over. Instead, you help it learn more about one area with extra data on just those topics. With fine-tuning, you take that broad knowledge base and sharpen the AI's skills with new information so it can excel at tasks in certain contexts much better than before. It's smart because you're building on what the model already knows. It doesn't waste time relearning everything from scratch. 13. Fine-tuning. After setting up a fine-tuned model, the next step brings precision to the table. Fine-tuning is about teaching an already smart AI more tricks with your specific data. The existing AI model is trained on new examples that are close to what you need it to do. This custom training helps the AI understand your unique challenges better. This way, when faced with real problems, the AI is less likely to get stumped. It has learned from data that mirrors the actual situations it will encounter. Fine-tuning makes sure that the model doesn't just know stuff. It really understands how to apply that knowledge where it counts. 14. Generative AI. When it comes to generative AI terminology, it is making serious waves, creating new content like a pro. It takes mountains of data and spots patterns to make fresh text, images, videos, and code. Imagine feeding it all the books in a library. What comes out could be an original story. This tech digs through past info to dream up never-before-seen stuff. This type of AI puts human creativity on turbocharge. We're not talking simple copies. It's about crafting something unique every time. 15. Hyperparameter. Think of hyperparameters as settings. They control things such as how fast the model learns and how much information it considers at once. Hyperparameter tuning is about the sweet spot where our AI isn't too simple or too complex, but just right to tackle new problems without tripping over what it already knows. This balancing act helps avoid overfitting, where an AI excels at theory but can't handle real-world tests. Choosing these values is crucial. 16. Machine learning. Think of machine learning as the chef that turns raw ingredients into a delicious meal. It takes different types of data, numbers, images, or sounds, and creates something a computer can understand and use. With ML, we feed computers data, and they learn to recognize patterns on their own. You show examples, and it figures out the problem. Machine learning does this with algorithms, a set of rules for solving problems. One popular algorithm is random forest, which helps in making predictions or decisions without needing explicit instructions for every single step. We give these algorithms a starting point with pre-trained models through transfer learning, so they do not start from scratch each time. They get smarter faster. The more data used to train these systems, the better they get at different tasks. 17. Neural network. Let's dive into the heart of DL. Neural networks. These are a type of machine learning inspired by the human brain. Picture a network of nodes working together. Each node deals with a tiny piece of the puzzle, figuring out patterns and connections in tons of data. They take massive amounts of information, images, sounds, text, and learn to make sense of it all. These systems play a big role in AI innovations today, from chatbots to computer vision. 18. Overfitting. In a nutshell, overfitting is when our AI models ace tests using data they've seen before but stumble with new information. To fight this, techniques like cross-validation are used by testing the model on different chunks of data to make sure it can handle new data. Regularization is another trick. It's about teaching the model to be more flexible rather than memorizing specifics. 19. Reinforcement learning. Reinforcement learning is where AI gets smarter by trial and error. The AI learns what to do or not by getting rewards or penalties. This is how our tech tools get better at making decisions on their own. Unlike other learning types that depend on set answers or patterns, reinforcement learning sets up a goal and cheers on the AI to explore further. It figures out moves through feedback. 20. Supervised learning. Supervised learning is like a coach for machines. The machine learns from examples. Later on, it can make educated guesses. That's supervised learning in action. It uses labeled data to teach algorithms about making predictions. Now imagine feeding the system more information, such as voices or medical scans. With enough good quality training data, these programs can spot what they've seen before. They're trained to accomplish tasks such as recognizing speech or diagnosing diseases from X-rays. 21. Transfer learning. Transfer learning lets a machine use knowledge from one task to get better at another similar one. For instance, if an AI has learned to recognize cats, it can use some of that learning to recognize dogs faster. Transfer learning saves time and effort. Instead of starting from scratch, an AI applies its previous experiences. This helps the AI perform tasks with much better accuracy after training on related jobs first. 22. Unsupervised learning. Unsupervised learning is like setting your machine free to discover all the hidden gems in your data. In unsupervised learning, an algorithm is trained with data that doesn't have labels or categories. The computer sorts through it all to find patterns and clusters on its own. Imagine having a ton of emails with no idea what's inside each one. Using unsupervised learning, algorithms like K-means clustering can sort them into groups. You'd see those that are spam, work-related, or invites to social events without reading each one. It's perfect for situations where you're not quite sure what is sitting in your datasets or when labeling would just be too much effort. Plus, it doesn't need anything pre-sorted or tagged. It works on a variety of data types and formats, making it highly versatile. 23. Variance. Variance in ML is akin to how much your AI model might change with different data. High variance can mean the model fits too closely to one set of data and may not do well with new data. A good ML algorithm balances out bias and variance. It doesn't just repeat what it learned. Instead, it adapts to new situations. 24. Variation. Variation in ML means how much predictions change based on new data. An example is if I build a computer program using last year's basketball scores to guess who wins the next game. But if my program only knows about one team, it might get tricked when a new season starts with fresh players and strategies. Variation matters. We need lots of examples so that AI models don't get confused by new things. The tricky thing is that too much variation can make the AI sweat over tiny details and miss the big picture. It's all about finding the balance where our eyes learn well but stay flexible for surprises. Natural language processing and linguistics. Diving into the world of natural language processing, NLP, and linguistics, we're going to unravel how machines understand us. From breaking down sentences to grasping emotions in text, let's gear up to explore an AI realm where human language meets computer algorithms. 25. BERT. Bidirectional encoder representation from Transformers. The BERT model digs deep into sentences, picking up on context from both directions, left to right and right to left. Think about search engines or chatbots. They've gotten much smarter owing to BERT's ability to understand what users are asking. BERT can learn from specific industries, too. Companies can fine-tune it with their own data, making it an expert in any field. With BERT, AI is truly grasping words and delivering value that we can use. 26. Computational linguistics. Computational linguistics merges computer science with language. Designed programs understand and create spoken or written words. Think of it as teaching computers to play with language, turning them into smart conversational partners. This field is important for businesses because it lets computers handle tasks that involve human language. Techniques from computational linguistics can be used to tackle complex problems in enterprise settings. For example, it can help systems sort through vast amounts of data to find meaningful patterns or translate languages on the go. 27. Computational semantics. Computational semantics is about helping computers understand the meaning behind what we say or write. Computers use this skill to make sense of sentences. Imagine feeding a sentence into a computer system and watching as it figures out what each word contributes to the message. It builds and uses rules to pull out ideas from strings of text. 28. Conversational AI. If you're asking, how does AI work in simple terms? You're not alone. I'm always amazed by how conversational AI can chat with us like a real person. It's clever technology that lets us talk to machines using everyday language. This cool stuff powers things like chatbots and digital helpers we use for finding information or solving problems. It all works thanks to NLP, which means the AI understands and responds in ways that make sense to us. Even when we throw slang or mistakes at it, this smart tech tries to understand what we mean instead of just seeing words. 29. Linguistic annotation. Linguistic annotation is when we tag words and sentences with labels that show what they mean and how they work together. This makes it easier for the computer to understand us. Imagine you're teaching someone new words. That's what linguistic annotation does for AI. Text is marked up so the computer understands the grammar, tone, and even feelings behind it all. 30. Machine translation. Machine translation breaks language barriers. Imagine chatting in English and having your words instantly translated into French or Chinese. That's what machine translation does. It blends computer science and human intelligence to understand and convert text or voice commands from one language to another. It leans heavily on learning algorithms that analyze large amounts of data. But it's not just about swapping words. The system needs to capture the essence of meaning and context, which is where precision and recall come into play. These metrics tell us how accurately the AI captures the intended message without missing out or adding extra parts that weren't there. 31. Natural language generation, NLG. NLG lets computers talk like us. It turns data into text or speech that feels natural. Imagine a robot writing stories, reports, or chatting with you. It's all possible because of NLG. This is the tech behind the smooth chatbot conversations and accurate machine translations we use every day. Now think about how it transforms industries. Content creators save time with auto-generated articles. Businesses get custom reports from raw numbers without needing a human to prepare them. 32. Natural language processing, NLP. NLP lets computers understand human language. It dives into nuances, catches grammatical slip-ups, and even figures out jokes and sarcasm. That way, machines can chat, write stories, or help us find answers to challenging questions. With lots of data fed to them, these smart systems learn to pick up patterns in language just like we do. They're not just repeating words, they understand what we mean. 33. Natural Language Understanding, NLU. Natural Language Understanding, NLU. Lets computers grasp what we mean, not just the words we say or type. Imagine chatting with a bot that gets your jokes and knows when you're confused. That's NLU. NLU takes it further by digging into context and subtext. It can tell if a review is positive without any obvious words inserted in the comment. This technology pulls apart phrases to catch the true meaning behind them. We use this in apps that track our mood or sort emails by tone. 34. Semantic annotation. Semantic annotation takes linguistic annotation a step further. It's all about giving words more meaning. We tag different parts of language, like phrases or sentences, to show what they really mean. This is more than a dictionary definition. It's about context and how words work together in the real world. Semantic annotation maps out subtle nuances, making sure AI doesn't miss anything when processing human language. With semantic tagging, we're teaching machines to grasp our complex communication patterns, one word at a time. 35. Sentiment analysis. Sentiment analysis spots and understands human emotions. Think about all those times you've read a tweet or a product review. This tech digs into the words to figure out if people are happy, mad, or somewhere in between. It's super important because it helps AI get the real scoop on how people feel when they type something. Sentiment analysis is often used to ensure businesses know what their customers think. It's not just about whether the feedback is good or bad. It measures feelings on a scale. Businesses can see trends in moods and emotions, then take action based on what their customers are saying. We're talking better products, smarter marketing, and decisions driven by actual user feedback. Data science and analytics. Diving into the world of data science and analytics is about transforming raw numbers into strategic moves. It's all about finding patterns, making predictions, and coming up with solutions that can pivot a business from surviving to thriving. 36. Big data. Imagine having rivers of information flowing in from everywhere. Social media, sensors, and transactions. Next, it's time to make sense of this. This is where we can look for patterns and insights that can steer business choices in the right direction. Working with big data isn't just about size. It's about variety and speed, too. Every moment adds new data to the mix. This ocean of information is used to predict trends, understand customer behavior, and outsmart competitors. 37. Corpus. Think about a huge collection of text or spoken words that form the building blocks for something bigger, like learning a new language. That's a corpus. It's a big pile of data that AI systems use to get smarter. When we feed a large language model with loads of texts from different sources, we're giving it knowledge. However, everything must be organized and labeled clearly so the machine can learn from patterns and make sense of human language. It needs lots of examples to understand sentiment analysis, jokes, or even sarcasm. 38. Data discovery. With data discovery, you're looking for valuable insights hidden within mountains of information. It's your spotlight that makes important parts stand out from the clutter. In essence, data discovery involves searching and analyzing datasets to find patterns or specific items. This process is critical because it fuels decision-making and innovation. It shapes how machines learn and adapt by providing them with the right training data they need to be smart and reliable. Data discovery isn't just about finding any piece of information. It's about spotting the golden nuggets vital for deep learning models to thrive. 39. Data drift. Let's say you've trained an AI model with today's information. But as time passes, things change and so does your data. This shift is what is called a data drift. It's crucial to keep an eye on such changes. If not caught early, models can make mistakes, such as giving wrong recommendations or making poor decisions. That's why detecting and fixing data drift is essential. 40. Data extraction. Pulling data from different places every time you work on a project is like digging for treasure but with information. Your tools are software and codes that grab, sort, and tidy up the data so you can look at it properly. This is called data extraction. First, you must clean and organize what you find. That's pre-processing. Afterward, checking if the information makes sense is called post-processing. It's about finding and keeping only what matters. Structured or semi-structured data makes one's job easier because it's already in good shape to analyze. Still, every bit of extracted information must be precise. A mix-up could lead to big mistakes. And speech recognition? That's another way to collect valuable voice chats or conference talks for analysis to determine how accurate extraction, precision, and recall measures should be used. They help ensure we're not missing out on important details or picking up irrelevant ones. 41. Data ingestion. In data ingestion for AI, we pull together various types of data from multiple sources before we start preparing algorithms. Every piece of data ingested provides valuable insights for training ML models. It's like feeding an algorithm. It needs lots of diverse information to learn well and make smart decisions. This matters because, with high-quality data ingestion, you ensure that your machine learning is accurate. You're set up to better understand patterns and predict outcomes. 42. Data labeling. Data labeling is like putting sticky notes on everything so a machine can learn what's what. In the AI world, we feed computers multiple examples, all neatly tagged, so they can tell things apart in photos or spot spam emails. Tools for natural language processing are used to pick out important parts from text data. The goal is for machines to make fewer mistakes, thanks to precision and recall. These are measures that show how accurately they learned their lessons. 43. Data mining. The data mining process isn't just about looking at numbers. It's about finding valuable information that helps make smart decisions. Data mining plays a huge role in AI, especially in areas like ML and predictive analytics. Algorithms are used to comb through structured and unstructured data, searching for trends. It sets the stage for AI systems to learn, grow smarter, and eventually transform findings into action. 44. Data scarcity. Data scarcity is like having a huge library with half the books missing. You need enough of the right kind of data to train your AI effectively. Without it, your artificial neural networks might not learn well or make good predictions. Picture you've got a chatbot that needs to understand and speak Spanish, but you only have data in English. That won't work. So, we hustle for more data, scouring databases, running surveys, and even using generative AI to create new content. 45. Data science. Data science mixes math, statistics, and computer science to find patterns in data. It dives into large amounts of information and uses algorithms to uncover trends that can solve problems or make predictions. It makes sense out of chaos. Many people spend their days wrangling both structured data, like neat spreadsheets, and unstructured data, such as emails, videos, or social media posts. Tools range from simple visualizations to complex machine learning models. Data science isn't just about finding answers. It's about asking better questions that lead to insightful decisions in technology, business, and beyond. 46. Dataset. A dataset is a collection of data that helps AI systems learn and grow smarter. Good datasets are crucial. They help ML models make better decisions by giving them high-quality information to digest. We use datasets for everything in AI, from NLP to computer vision. Datasets come in two types, structured and unstructured, ranging from neat spreadsheets to wild collections of text and images. Getting the right dataset can mean the difference between an AI that understands human speech and one that hears noise. Datasets shape our success. They're not just numbers or words. They represent real-world information. 47. Predictive analytics. Predictive analytics taps into mining information and using ML to guess what might happen next. It uses past events and patterns to make smart predictions about the future. It provides you with the ability to estimate your sales next summer or predict customer service trends before they spike. Predictive analysis turns historical numbers into an educated forecast that can shape strategy in business in real time. It's not about knowing exactly what will happen. It's about playing your odds smarter with help from big data. 48. Prescriptive analytics. Prescriptive analytics is like a futuristic GPS for business decisions. It goes beyond predicting what might happen. It gives you the best routes to avoid potential problems. Prescriptive analytics uses algorithms and ML techniques to suggest actions that can affect desired outcomes. If sales are slipping in one area, prescriptive analytics tools dive into the data to recommend steps to boost those numbers. This fits with big data. Big data deals with complex and massive datasets, while prescriptive analytics helps make sense of them by advising on what action to take next. This synergy lets businesses not only anticipate future trends but also shape their own destiny by making informed choices. 49. Structured data. Structured data is super organized and easy for computer systems to read. That's what makes it simple for algorithms to process. If you're teaching a machine to understand documents, then it needs NLP tools. They help sort through words and find meaning quickly. In AIML terminology, we've got knowledge graphs. They rely on structured data to work their magic. However, before an AI can learn, it needs pre-processing steps to get data ready. And once the system has done its thing, post-processing methods are used to tidy up any loose ends. Precision and recall are how we tell if our predictive systems are hitting the mark or missing it. 50. Unstructured data. Unstructured data breaks all the rules. It doesn't fit neatly into rows and columns. We find it in emails, social media posts, videos, and even voice recordings. It's messy, but it's also gold for those who know how to use it. Think about all the texts you send or the photos you upload online. This is unstructured at its core. It needs special treatment. NLP and ML algorithms can be used to make sense of this unorganized information. The rewards are huge because it can offer insights that can drive better business decisions and create more personal user experiences. AI ethics, bias, and governance. Diving into the complex web of AI ethics, we confront the hard truths about bias and the pressing need for robust governance. Consider it as setting moral compasses in a digital world where algorithms can reflect our best intentions or amplify our worst biases. 51. Bias. Bias in AI can trip up even the smartest systems, and that's why we have to be careful. Imagine teaching an AI by using only one type of data. It's like expecting someone to understand the whole world by looking at just one picture. This results in decisions that lean heavily toward whatever the data shows. Since that's not fair or useful, we need responsible AI where bias doesn't appear. To get there takes work, lots of checking and double-checking our data sources and staying sharp on how these clever machines learn their lessons. 52. Environmental, social, and governance, ESG. ESG principles guide AI systems to be responsible and consider their impact on our world. We need to think about how these technologies affect the planet we live on, the people in our society, and the rules that govern them. It's not about building smart machines, it's about making sure they help us create a future we all want. Understanding ESG can help us determine if an AI is being fair with the environment and society. For instance, I check if an AI could harm nature or overlook important social issues. And when it comes to governance, it means there are rules for AI so that it stays ethical. Tech companies have to report how well they follow these rules, too. Working with AI isn't just techie. It's also caring for our world and each other. 53. Explainable AI, explainability. Explainable AI is about making sense of what's going on. Picture a robot or a system making decisions that can impact your life. You'd want to know how and why, right? That's where explainable AI steps in. It shines a light on the complex processes and choices an AI makes, ensuring we can trust and understand its actions. This is essential for keeping things fair and accountable. When I use NLP to see which words or phrases matter most in a sentence, I'm tapping into explainable AI. It also comes into play with knowledge graphs that show how different concepts link together. And it matters when we're teaching machines through reinforcement learning. They have to learn what helps rather than hurts people. So, every time we demand clarity from AI, we're voting for transparency. 54. Guardrails. Think of guardrails in AI like safety rails on a highway. They keep the powerful cars of AI from veering into dangerous territory. Rules are set to make sure AI behaves responsibly. Let's take, for example, an AI that decides who gets a loan or not. Without guardrails, it might be unfair to some. Guardrails are vital because they address bias and ethics in AI systems. They make sure that when we use AI, we do it right, ensuring fairness for all users. It's about setting standards so that as we create and use these tools, they also respect our values and norms. 55. Hallucination. You might think hallucinations are only for human minds, but they're very real in the world of AI, too. Hallucination happens when an AI generates information that seems legitimate but is actually made up or incorrect. With NLP and those fancy generative systems, AI can get creative to the point where it conjures up facts and sources that don't exist. That's why it's so important to always double-check what an AI tells you. It doesn't know the truth from fiction. It's all about patterns to the algorithms, AI technologies and applications. Diving into the digital depths, we find that AI isn't just a single entity but a constellation of technologies and applications, each with its own flair for transforming how we interact with the world. From understanding images to engaging in conversations, these tools are reshaping industries and our daily lives, fueled by boundless advancements. 56. Application Programming Interface, API. APIs are ways in which programs talk to each other. Every time I want to use AI features in an app, APIs make that happen. Think about having a conversation. APIs allow different software to chat by sharing data and functionalities smoothly. Using APIs, developers create apps that can see, hear, and understand the world through AI without starting from scratch. 57. Autonomous technology. Autonomous tech is about machines making their own choices. They use AI to analyze data and learn from it. This way, they can do tasks without assistance, and they keep getting better as they go. Autonomous systems rely on predictive analytics and reinforcement learning. These systems make decisions like we would, but using large volumes of data and complex algorithms. Examples include self-driving cars and smart drones. 58. Bounding box. A bounding box in AI helps with image recognition tasks by focusing on specific areas within an image or video. They are crucial for training models because they help machines understand where objects start and end in visual data. That means when you hear about cars that can detect pedestrians or security systems that recognize faces, you know that bounding boxes played a big part in these technologies. 59. Chatbot. Chatbots are a classic example of AI in action. They use ML to understand language and generate responses. Chatbots are everywhere in enterprise organizations, from customer service to internal support. They make decisions, answer questions, and even learn from interactions to get better over time. These bots are not just programmed. They're trained with huge datasets to be more human-like without needing much help. 60. Cognitive computing. Cognitive computing takes AI to another level. This technology tries to imitate the human brain by learning and recognizing patterns. This type of AI is highly important for making machines smarter. Imagine computers that can read emotions or understand what you're saying without any mix-ups. That's what cognitive computing is all about. Using algorithms and vast volumes of data, it copies how our brains work, so machines can handle tasks on their own without someone monitoring them. 61. Computer vision. Computer vision is like giving a machine the power to see and understand images and videos like us. This is similar to training a robot to recognize your cat in photos or even spot cars on the road while driving autonomously. This field mixes computer science with large volumes of data and algorithms that can figure out visual information without our help. We use validation data to make sure these AI models are on point. We test a freshly trained model to see how well it does with new information. Computer vision helps machines tackle tasks by visually interpreting the world. 62. Edge model. In edge models, data is processed not just in a remote cloud but at your local devices, close to where you need it. An edge model tackles tasks, such as decision-making and information extraction, with great speed because it doesn't have to travel far. Having an edge model means your device can learn and adapt on the spot without waiting for a data center to respond. This is crucial for things that need instant decisions, such as autonomous cars, Internet of Things, IoT, devices, or personal voice assistants. 63. Emotion AI, Effective Computing. Emotion AI, or effective computing, is a type of tech that understands human emotions through AI. This technology reads our facial expressions, tone of voice, and body language to understand our feelings. It's helping computers get better at dealing with us, making them more helpful companions. 64. Entity. An entity is like a building block for understanding language and text in computers. Think of it as a name or a noun that AI systems recognize: people, places, things, ideas. Understanding entities helps machines understand what we're saying. This way, they learn to see patterns and make sense of words. 65. Entity annotation. Entity annotation is like adding markers to identify and label key spots, people, places, things, in a map, which can be a document or piece of text. It's part of NLP, where machines learn to pick out important pieces without mixing them up. These systems read lots of text every day and get good at identifying patterns with human help. For instance, they can be taught how to recognize the name of a person in a news article or spot the date in an email. This all comes down to entity annotation, which lays the foundation for AI models, such as chatbots and search engines, by giving them the clues they need to understand text with context and clarity. 66. Entity extraction, entity recognition, NER. Entity extraction is part of NLP that finds and pulls out valuable pieces of information from text, names, places, company terms, etc. Imagine reading an article and highlighting all the important names and places. That's what this AI feature does on a massive scale. It helps build knowledge graphs, too. These are huge digital maps showing us how different pieces of information connect. They classify data and turn it into relationships we can understand. Entity extraction lays down the tracks for these complex networks to operate smoothly. 67. Image recognition. Image recognition is a part of AI that helps machines identify and understand pictures. Computers use neural networks to learn from a plethora of images. This way, they get better at figuring out what different things look like. 68. Large language model, LLM. Large language models, LLMs, can predict and generate human-like text because they're trained on large volumes of data. They're built on a transformer model, which is a kind of neural network. LLMs turn words into high-dimensional vectors, which makes crunching language more efficient. Pre-trained models speed things up. They come ready with skills to handle specific actions but aren't one-trick ponies. We can teach them new tricks through transfer learning. This means we grab an already savvy model and keep training it until it understands the context we need. 69. Limited memory. The limited memory AI is a type of system that learns from new data in real time and saves it. Limited memory AI recalls recent events to make smarter choices. It uses fresh information to improve its predictions and actions. It isn't about storing everything forever. It's more like keeping notes on what matters most right now, so each step is better than the last. 70. Multimodal AI. Multimodal AI is like a super AI that can understand and process info from different sources like text, images, and sound. It's kind of like how humans use all their senses to understand the world. It's used in things like language processing, computer vision, and autonomous vehicles. But making it work well is tricky, and researchers are figuring out how to make it learn from and interpret all kinds of data. Thanks to advancements in deep learning, multimodal AI is getting better at tasks like describing images and answering questions about what it sees. 71. Pattern recognition. With pattern recognition, the AI machine looks at data, finds regularities, and learns what they mean. For example, it might see shapes in images or pick up on speech rhythms. It's the muscle behind image recognition and voice assistance. By understanding patterns, machines can predict things, such as what you'll type next. 72. Quantum computing. Quantum computing taps into the laws of quantum mechanics to process information in ways that traditional computers can't match. They solve complex problems at incredible speed. This power can boost AI capabilities far beyond current limits, cracking tough codes and simulating intricate systems with ease. With its unique computational properties, quantum computing unlocks new possibilities for advanced AI systems. Imagine smarter ML models that learn lightning fast and NLP that understands better than ever. 73. Token. In the world of AI, we often break down language into small pieces called tokens. These small parts can be aspects of a word or the whole thing. Tokens are useful because they help us measure how much data an AI like ChatGPT is churning through. They are not just chunks of text. They're valuable metrics. Whether it's spotting patterns or understanding natural language, every task gobbles up a certain number of tokens. So tokens play a huge role in making sure everything runs smoothly and everyone knows what's going on with their tech tools. 74. Turing test. The Turing test is like a game where a machine tries to act so humanly that we can't tell it's not. The computer scientist Alan Turing came up with this idea. He thought if a machine could fool us into believing it's human through text chats alone, then it had really made a leap. If you're trying to figure out if you're talking to a person or AI, that's the Turing test at work. This test has been super important for driving innovation in NLP and making chatbots smarter. 75. Voice recognition. Voice recognition technology is about understanding and interpreting human speech. Its goal is to enable machines to respond correctly to spoken commands. You often interact with it when you ask your phone for directions or tell your smart speaker to play music. Voice recognition uses NLP, so it can grasp not just words but their meaning in context. Computers use knowledge engineering to mimic our thought process and even generate new ideas or summaries through generative AI systems. Miscellaneous AI terms. Now, let's explore the world of AI with a smorgasbord of terms that will turn you from a curious onlooker to an informed insider on our journey through the landscape of artificial intelligence. 76. Accuracy. Getting it right in AI matters. When we feed an algorithm the data for training, we want the model to nail its predictions and decisions later on. It's about hitting the bullseye more often than not. Accuracy is a real scorecard for how well our AI system understands what's thrown at it. 77. Actionable intelligence. Actionable intelligence makes learning AI practical for our daily lives through key insights you can use to make smart decisions or improve processes. Actionable intelligence helps us understand complex concepts like NLP and DL. 78. AI detection. AI detection is about an AI spotting AI-generated content automatically based on whatever it's been trained to find. If you stumble upon an article or an image that seems somewhat off, that could be because it was created by an AI, not a human. This is where AI detection swings into action. AI detection uses clever tech to analyze content, be it text, images, or videos, and figure out if a human or a smart computer program created it. This tech is super useful these days, especially with the digital world being as vast as it is. It helps us tell genuine human creations apart from those crafted by AI, keeping things transparent and trustworthy. AI detection is primarily used in academia, to prevent unethical use of AI writing tools, and in media outlets and other online resources, to recognize fake news, images, and videos that can be potentially harmful. 79. AI detection tools. AI detection tools are savvy detectives that sift through content on the internet. They use clever techniques to pick up on tiny hints that suggest whether a piece of content was generated by an AI. Think of an AI detection tool as a backstage pass to the internet, showing you what's behind the curtain. Whether it's analyzing the way sentences in an article are structured, looking for patterns in an image that are a little too perfect, or noticing if a video has quirks. 80. AI-generated content. AI-generated content refers to information or creative material produced by artificial intelligence systems. These intelligent machines are designed to analyze vast amounts of data, learn patterns, and generate content similar to what a human could create. The content can range from written articles, news stories, or even artistic creations like music or paintings. AI-generated content aims to assist humans by speeding up the content creation process, enabling large-scale data analysis, and providing valuable insights. It is a powerful tool that leverages the capabilities of machines to complement human skills and enhance productivity across various industries. 81. AI model. I like to think of an AI model as the brainchild of data crunching and learning. It's where machine learning algorithms take all the information they've soaked up and turn it into a framework for making smart decisions. You've got your training data, real-world information used to teach the system. Once trained, it can figure things out on its own. 82. Algorithm. This AI term glossary would not be complete without mentioning algorithms. Imagine them as a set of instructions that tell your computer how to solve a problem or make predictions. Algorithms sift through data, learn patterns, and decide what comes next. It's their way of operating. Think of an algorithm as a chef following a recipe to create a dish. The ingredients are data points, and the cooking steps are the rules coded by programmers. This mix helps machines understand language better and gives us smarter predictions. 83. Anaphora. Anaphora means something specific in language learning, both for humans and for AI models like chatbots. Anaphora is when we use pronouns to look back at nouns we already mentioned. Picture saying, "The weather was awful today," and then adding, "It really couldn't get worse." That, it, is doing the job of anaphora, talking about the weather without repeating the word. When AI understands anaphora, it gets better at natural language processing, like having smoother conversations with us or accurately summarizing texts. 84. Annotation. Annotation in AI marks language data to show parts like grammar or meaning. This helps machines understand human language better. With annotation, we teach computers to recognize patterns in speech and writing. Something akin to highlighting the key points in a text for easier learning. 85. Auto-classification. Auto-classification is a smart way to sort information. Imagine having thousands of emails or documents. It would take ages to organize them manually. Auto-classification uses AI to quickly put each item where it belongs based on the content. This feature learns from examples and gets better with time. It looks at words, phrases, and even the style of writing to decide which category fits best. Whether for business emails, academic papers, or online articles, auto-classification makes managing tons of data easy. 86. Auto-complete. Auto-complete helps you type faster. It's when you type a few letters in a search bar and see suggestions pop up. Auto-complete guesses what you might be looking for based on the first few characters you enter. This handy tool is about saving time and making your life easier. It uses past searches and popular queries to predict what you'll type next. 87. Backpropagation. Backpropagation is a technique used in AI to train neural networks. A neural network is akin to a computer brain designed to learn and make predictions. Imagine you are teaching a child to recognize a dog from a cat. Initially, the child might not know the difference, but you give them some examples and tell them whether it's a dog or a cat. The child learns by comparing their guess with the correct answer and gradually adjusting their understanding. Similarly, in backpropagation, the neural network learns by comparing its predictions with the correct answers. It analyzes the errors it made and adjusts its internal weights accordingly. These weights determine the influence each part of the network has on its predictions. By tweaking these weights, the network can make better predictions over time. 88. Backward chaining, backward reasoning. Backward chaining is like solving a puzzle by looking at the picture on the box first. You see what you want to achieve and then figure out how to get there, step by step. Imagine you're teaching an AI to play chess. With backward chaining, the AI starts with a checkmate as its goal. Now, it plans backward from that winning move, thinking of all the moves it needs to make before getting there. It looks for patterns and uses rules until it maps out a path to victory. Backward chaining looks at the bigger picture and works back through information. 89. Burstiness. In the world of AI-generated content, there's a concept that's similar to a roller coaster ride, burstiness. However, instead of dealing with the ups and downs of roller coaster tracks, it deals with the flow and variation in the creation or behavior of content. When an AI is generating text, images, videos, or any type of content, it has its moments. Sometimes, it produces content that's diverse and creative. Other times, it might get a bit repetitive or predictable. This variation, or unpredictability in creativity and outputs, is what is referred to as burstiness. It's like the AI is having bursts of inspiration, followed by more mundane moments. 90. Cataphora. Cataphora is about words pointing forward. Think of it as an arrow in language that shoots ahead to the next part of a sentence or conversation. Cataphora is not just for crafting clever phrases. It helps train AI to understand and predict language patterns better. When we're working on teaching machines through machine learning and deep learning, understanding how references work forward or backward can be key. It makes our chatbots smarter and document processing more intelligent by getting them closer to natural human speech patterns. 91. Categorization. Categorization in AI sorts information to help us make sense of massive data piles quickly. It splits terms into groups, such as learning algorithms or machine intelligence. It helps break down complex topics so you get the full picture. 92. Category. A category in AI is similar to a box where we drop similar items. Just as you'd group all fruits in one basket and veggies in another, AI uses categories to organize data. If you have tons of information lying around, it helps to put it in neat piles. We teach machines through examples in ML called training data. Once trained, they can spot patterns. This way, AI gets smarter at sorting through large amounts of data, from words for NLP tasks to images for computer vision. 93. Category trees. Category trees are like branches full of AI terms. They show how different words connect. Think of category trees as maps that guide you through the forest of AI language. These trees help us see how algorithm links to machine learning and where cognitive map fits with neural network. Just as roots support a tree, category trees give strong support for our learning about AI. They're not just lists. They're powerful tools that sort young ideas into groups so we can find them easier later on. 94. Classification. With AI, classification sorts data or objects based on shared characteristics. It's crucial for teaching machines how to make sense of the world. Think about when your email filters spam. That's classification at work. It separates good emails from bad ones. In AI, we feed our software tons of examples through training data, and then the system learns what features are important. After learning, it can classify new things by itself. This process not only powers simple tasks but also big decisions in areas, such as healthcare and finance, where getting the categories right could have significant implications. 95. Clustering. Clustering in the context of AI is a type of unsupervised learning technique that groups similar objects or data points together based on common characteristics. It is like sorting socks in a drawer, where you group them based on similarities such as color, size, or pattern. Clustering algorithms analyze these characteristics of data points and automatically group them into clusters, allowing us to find patterns and understand the relationships between different data points. By visually identifying similarities and differences among objects, clustering helps us make sense of complex datasets, revealing hidden structures and enabling us to better understand and organize information. 96. Co-occurrence. Co-occurrence plays a huge role in how AI understands and processes language. It helps AI spot relationships between words in text documents. In business, we use co-occurrence to dive deep into language data and dig out useful insights. This is key to building smarter business intelligence tools that can predict trends and customer needs before they're voiced. It's also a part of what makes content enrichment work, turning plain old text into gold mines of information that can be used across industries to make sharper decisions and innovate faster. 97. Cognitive map. Think of a cognitive map like your brain's GPS for AI. It helps machines understand and navigate through volumes of information. Just as we picture streets and landmarks to know where to go, an AI uses a cognitive map to link concepts and memories. Imagine you're teaching a robot how to find its way around your house. You'd give it key points to remember, like where the stairs are. That's what a cognitive map does within AI. It holds key knowledge spots that help the system make sense of data and decide on actions without getting lost in information overload. 98. Completions. This term refers to the output or suggestions generated by AI models to complete or continue a given prompt or input. Completions are the result of the AI model's understanding of the input and its ability to generate relevant and coherent text or responses. Completions from AI models have gained attention due to their ability to assist users in generating content, providing suggestions, and automating tasks. OpenAI's GPT-3 model, for example, is known for its ability to produce human-like completions across a wide range of tasks and prompts. 99. Composite AI. Composite AI blends various methods from machine learning, NLP, and more. This makes it great at solving complex issues that one type alone wouldn't handle as well. Composite AI can mix predictive analytics with sentiment analysis to get insights from both numbers and human emotions. It learns from all angles, giving businesses a clearer picture than ever before. And because of its versatility, composite AI can adapt to lots of different challenges. It keeps learning new tricks. 100. Content. In the context of AI, content refers to the information or data that is processed, analyzed, or generated by artificial intelligence systems. It can include various forms of media, such as text, images, videos, and audio. AI systems are designed to understand and work with different types of content, enabling them to perform tasks like analyzing text, recognizing objects in images, or generating human-like responses. Content is a fundamental component that AI relies on to learn, make decisions, and provide useful outputs. 101. Content enrichment. Content enrichment is one of those generative AI terms I love. Think of it as adding vitamins to your breakfast cereal. It's about boosting the valuable stuff in data, making it more useful and meaningful. Imagine having a bunch of plain text. Content enrichment takes this text and infuses it with extra layers of information, like tagging names or key concepts. This process helps AI understand the context better. When AI gets these enriched tips, its ability to make decisions or automate tasks becomes supercharged. 102. Controlled vocabulary. Controlled vocabulary in AI helps us understand and talk about complex technological things. It's akin to a word list that keeps everyone on the same page. This way, we're sure what neural network or algorithm mean every time we use them. The AI having learned these terms lets us dive into AI conversations without getting lost. Having this glossary matters. It gives us all the pieces we need to make sense of AI chats. 103. Custom domain language model. Custom domain language models are not your average tools. Picture this. Insurance companies have their own lingo that can sound like gibberish to outsiders. These specialized models are designed just for them, or any specific industry. They get trained to pick up on all the technical jargon and unique terms, so when it's time to process documents or extract data, they do it with incredible accuracy. They learn from the amount of data you feed them, getting smarter over time. This way, tasks that used to take hours are automated smoothly and efficiently. 104. Did you mean DYM? A feature you've probably seen pop up during your online searches is when you type something into a search bar and get suggestions saying, "Did you mean?" This is known as DYM. It checks what you write and guesses if you made a mistake. DYM will kick in and suggest the correct spelling so you can find what you need. The system uses patterns to figure out what words usually go together or how they are spelled. That way, even if we mix up some letters or forget a word, the computer helps us out. And this isn't just for spelling, it can help with grammar, too. 105. Disambiguation. Disambiguation in AI is about making sure AI understands the differences between similar things. This is key when we're teaching computers to process human language. Words can be tricky. They often have more than one meaning. Disambiguation helps AI pinpoint exactly what we mean. It guides the AI to ask for context or use clues from our conversation to get it right. It makes everything, from web searches to voice-activated helpers, much more useful. 106. Domain knowledge. Domain knowledge in AI is like having special insights into a specific area, such as medicine or finance. It's how we train smart systems to be experts. We feed them tons of information about one topic so they can understand and work with it better than anything else. 107. Embedding. Embedding is part of AI that helps machines understand what we mean. It turns words into numbers, so computers can figure out the context behind them. It's the secret sauce for things such as figuring out if a tweet is happy or sad, translating languages, and finding information fast. Embedding makes sure AI doesn't mix up meanings. It links up words with similar meanings, too. And in NLP, embedding helps build solid foundations so our AI can make sense of human talk. 108. ETL. ETL combs through multiple sentences to find gems, such as names and places. This task lays the groundwork for machines to get smart about language. Imagine AI that reads legal documents or sifts through social media posts. It's all possible because ETL taught them what to look for. Using this tech responsibly means making sure our AI tools respect privacy and keep biases out of their learning. 109. F-score, F-measure, F1 measure. Think of the F-score like a report card for AI, grading how well it can tell things apart in two categories. It mixes precision, how accurate the predictions are, with recall, which is about catching as many true cases as possible. Together, they form this score, which helps us see if an AI model strikes the right balance. Using the F-score really shines when dealing with tricky tasks where you can't afford to miss positive cases or falsely flag negative ones. 110. Forward chaining. Forward chaining starts with what we already know and then uses certain rules to figure out new things. It helps computers understand language, learn things, and even become smart enough to talk. It keeps learning from data and turns chaos into organized information we can use. 111. Graph analytics. Graph analytics involves analyzing and understanding the relationships between different entities using a graph structure. Imagine a social network, such as Facebook, where each person is a node in the graph and the connections between them are the edges. Graph analytics allows us to investigate patterns and connections within such networks. By employing algorithms, It helps us uncover valuable insights, such as identifying influential individuals within a network, detecting communities with shared interests, or finding the shortest path between two nodes. Graph analytics empowers AI systems to analyze and make sense of complex interconnected data, enabling us to understand and navigate through intricate relationships and make more informed decisions. 112. High-performance computing. High-performance computing, HPC, refers to the use of powerful computing systems together to tackle complex tasks and process large amounts of data at incredibly fast speeds. Think of it as having a supercharged computer engine that can handle heavy workloads with lightning-fast calculations. With the increasing demand for AI applications like ML and DL, HPC plays a crucial role in training sophisticated models and executing intensive computations in parallel. By leveraging specialized hardware and software, high-performance computing enables AI systems to solve intricate problems, simulate complex scenarios, and expedite data analysis, ultimately accelerating the development and deployment of advanced AI technologies. 113. Intent. Intent in AI is about figuring out what someone wants when they interact with a computer. The intent is like the goal behind the words. AI should be both smart and responsible, able to grasp what we mean even when we don't say it perfectly. This clever understanding lets AI serve us better without getting confused by our sometimes messy way of speaking. 114. K-means. K-means is a commonly used unsupervised algorithm in AI that focuses on clustering data points into groups based on their similarities. In simple terms, imagine you have a pile of different colored marbles and you want to sort them into groups of similar colors. The K-means algorithm does that by iteratively calculating the center points of each group, called centroids, and then assigning each marble to the nearest centroid based on color similarity. It repeats this process until the marbles are effectively grouped. K-means helps us organize and understand large sets of data by identifying similar patterns and grouping them together. This algorithm is widely utilized across various domains, including customer segmentation, image recognition, and recommendation systems, bringing structure and insights to complex datasets. 115. Kubernetes. Kubernetes, often referred to as K8s, is an essential tool in the world of AI that helps manage and orchestrate complex applications and services. Just like a traffic controller, Kubernetes ensures the smooth operation of AI systems by efficiently distributing workloads across multiple machines or clusters. It provides a platform where AI applications can be easily deployed, scaled, and monitored. Think of it as a centralized control system that automates tasks like scaling resources up or down, optimizing performance, and ensuring that applications run smoothly even in dynamic environments. Kubernetes simplifies the management of AI infrastructure, allowing developers and data scientists to focus more on building advanced AI models and algorithms without worrying about the underlying infrastructure complexities. 116. Label. A label in AI is like a useful tag. They mark data with identifiers that make it easier for algorithms to understand what they're looking at. Labels also help when organizing data. The model uses tags during its learning phase, which enables it later on to identify things all by itself. 117. Machine intelligence. Machine intelligence learns from everything around it. It does this by mimicking our brains, figuring out language, and how we feel. And to make sure it really understands us, experts use things like DL and emotion AI for better accuracy. We teach machines using examples and patterns from actual conversations. This helps them get better at recognizing what we mean when we talk or type something. With pre-trained models and reinforcement learning, these smart computers keep improving their language skills. 118. Machine learning models. Machine learning models are like smart learning machines that can analyze data and make predictions or decisions. They are designed to learn patterns and relationships from examples rather than being explicitly programmed for every possible scenario. The model will start by identifying patterns and characteristics. Once trained, you can give the model new things, and it will use the patterns it learned to predict what they are. The more data you provide and the more accurate the labels, the better the model becomes at making correct predictions. These machine learning models can be used in a wide range of applications, like spam email filters, self-driving cars, or even recommendation systems that suggest movies or products based on your previous choices. 119. Parameter. Imagine you're cooking up some predictions, and variables are your spices. They need just the right adjustment to get the flavor, That is, the output, just perfect. In the world of AI, these values or parameters inside a model are crucial because they guide how the machine learns and makes decisions. You don't see them on the surface, but they're hard at work behind the scenes. 120. Perplexity. In the world of AI, perplexity is a way to measure how well a language model understands and predicts the next word in a sentence. The lower the perplexity, the better the model is at making accurate predictions. It's like when you're reading a book and the story flows smoothly, making it easy for you to follow along. On the other hand, if the story is full of unexpected twists and turns, you might find yourself scratching your head in confusion. Similarly, in AI, perplexity helps us figure out how well a machine learning model can make sense of and predict words. 121. Prompt. A prompt is another crucial building block in AI. It's the nudge you give an AI to kick off its task. You're setting the stage for what you want the AI to accomplish. A well-crafted prompt can work wonders. It guides the AI and helps it understand exactly what you're looking for. Whether it's generating new content or coming up with specific examples. Giving clear instructions means getting results that are on point. 122. Python. You'll find Python behind the scenes of NLP at big companies. It is a high-level programming language that helps computers understand human language. Python gets the job done, especially with yes or no type questions. Also, think about teaching a computer grammar or spotting different parts of speech. That's annotation, and Python is great at this, too. Let's not forget artificial neural networks. Python plays a huge role here as well. 123. Random forest. Random forest is a popular algorithm in AI that utilizes the concept of a forest, made up of multiple decision trees. Just like a group of experts making individual predictions, each decision tree in the random forest algorithm independently analyzes the data and makes its own prediction. The final result is then determined by combining the predictions of all the decision trees. It's like taking a vote among various experts to make a collective decision. This approach helps to improve the accuracy and reliability of predictions, as the ensemble of decision trees reduces the risk of errors caused by individual trees. Random forest is widely used in AI applications such as classification, regression, and feature selection. Its ability to handle complex datasets and determine the importance of different features makes it a valuable tool for solving a wide range of AI problems. 124. Recommendation system. A recommendation system is a tool that suggests items or content based on our preferences and previous interactions. Imagine having a personal assistant who knows your taste in movies, music, or books and can give you personalized recommendations to help you discover new things you might like. Recommendation systems work by capturing patterns in our behavior and comparing it to others with similar interests. They analyze data such as past purchases, browsing history, or ratings to generate tailored suggestions. The goal is to provide us with relevant and useful recommendations, whether it's suggesting a movie to watch, a product to buy, or a song to listen to. Recommendation systems are widely used in e-commerce, streaming platforms, and various online applications, making our lives more convenient by helping us discover things we might enjoy. 125. Regression. Regression is a technique used to predict or estimate numerical values based on known data points. It's like finding a mathematical relationship between different variables to make informed forecasts. Let's say we have data about house prices and their corresponding features, like size, location, or number of rooms, available. Using regression, we can analyze this data to create a model that predicts the price of a new house based on its characteristics. The model looks at the relationships between the features and the prices of existing houses to make accurate predictions. Regression is widely used in various fields, such as finance, economics, and health sciences, to make forecasts, analyze trends, and understand how variables interact with each other. By utilizing regression, AI systems can make valuable predictions and provide insights to aid decision-making processes. 126. Speech-to-text. Speech-to-text, also known as speech recognition, is an AI technology that converts spoken words into written text. It analyzes the sound waves of your voice and breaks them down into smaller units called phonemes, which are like building blocks of speech. To make sense of these phonemes, the AI compares them with a vast collection of audio data it has been trained on. It looks for patterns and matches the sounds to words it knows. For example, if it hears a sequence of phonemes that sound like hell, and lo, it'll recognize them as the word hello. 127. Test data. After a machine learning model has been through all its lessons, or training, the test data checks how well it's learned. Test data that the AI hasn't seen before is used, so we can be sure it really knows its stuff. Test data helps us catch any mistakes before they turn into problems. 128. Text-to-speech. Text-to-speech, TTS, is a cool AI technology that converts written text into spoken words. It's like having a computer that can talk. The AI technology breaks down the text into smaller units called phonemes, which are the basic sounds of speech. It then combines these phonemes to generate the pronunciation of each word in the text. The AI system also considers factors like punctuation and structure to make speech sound more natural. Once the AI has created the spoken version of the text, it can be played back through a computer, smartphone, or any other device with speakers. It's like having a virtual voice read out the written words for you. TTS is widely used in various applications. For example, it can assist people with visual impairments by converting written text into spoken words. It can also be used to create voiceovers for videos, interactive voice responses for phone systems, or even as a helpful tool for language learning. 129. Training data. Training data is the backbone of how AI models learn in the first place. The quality of this data is critical since it directly influences how well an algorithm will work. We use machine learning to feed computers vast amounts of examples. This is our training data, and it teaches them to make decisions. The trick is to have enough diversity in your training data to teach the system about the real world's complexity without causing overfitting. In supervised learning, we go one step further and provide structured datasets with clear inputs and labels. 130. Validation data. As part of training, you can check your AI models with validation data. This step lets you see how the model performs on new, unseen information. It helps you figure out if what it learned during training really sticks. You need this data because accuracy is key. We want our AI to understand and respond correctly. 131. Virtual assistant. A virtual assistant is a computer program that uses AI to assist and interact with humans. It's like having a digital companion that can perform tasks and answer questions just like a human would. Virtual assistants can understand natural language and have conversations, making them capable of understanding our requests, providing information, and even performing actions on our behalf. They can help with tasks like setting reminders, answering queries, scheduling appointments, or playing music. Virtual assistants are designed to learn and adapt to our preferences over time, making their responses and suggestions more personalized. Popular examples of virtual assistants are Siri, Google Assistant, and Alexa. With the advancement of AI, virtual assistants are becoming increasingly proficient and are an integral part of our everyday lives, making our interactions with technology more intuitive and convenient. Conclusion. I hope this guide lights the path to your AI journey, making those big terms feel a bit friendlier. Remember, understanding these concepts can help you in chats with ChatGPT or while diving into deep learning. Each term is a building block in the vast world of AI. Knowing them puts power at your fingertips. Get out there and explore. There's an exciting realm waiting for every AI enthusiast. Keep this guide handy. You never know when it will spark a brilliant idea or solve a complex problem. FAQ: What is AI and how is it like our brains? AI, or artificial intelligence, is a computer science that makes machines smart, similar to how our brains work. It lets computers carry out tasks usually done by humans by learning from data. Some mice are pretty smart. Computer scientist Alan Turing suggested a test where if a machine could talk like us without being spotted, it passes the test. But for real thinking, we're not quite there yet. What is a large language model like ChatGPT? A large language model, such as ChatGPT, is a subset of AI technology that uses advanced algorithms to understand and generate human-like text. It can answer questions, summarize information, and even create content. Why do people say that AI can hallucinate? When we say an AI hallucinates, we mean it might make mistakes or create something unrealistic because it's predicting based on patterns in data it has seen before and not because it's literally seeing things. How does supervised machine learning work? You feed the computer lots of examples, such as images with labels, and over time, with your help fine-tuning things, the machine learns to identify similar items all by itself. What is so special about structured data for AI? AI loves organized information. It makes predictions and decisions much smoother when data comes in neat rows and columns rather than scattered all over the place. Do I need loads of data for predictive analytics in AI? The more data you've got, the better your AI can spot patterns hiding beneath the surface and make solid guesses about what might happen next. Is there more than one kind of AI? Yes, there's something called weak AI, which has more specific and narrow expertise. There's also composite AI, which combines different AI components, such as ML, NLP, and others. Meanwhile, artificial general intelligence can handle lots of different jobs, similar to a person. Can we trust AI to make big business choices? Yes. Many businesses train types of machine learning models on tons of data so the systems can help make solid decisions based on past patterns. However, you can't base your whole business strategy on AI ideas, but they can serve you as a solid ground for your future plans. How does AI understand what we say or write? This is called natural language understanding. It's where machines are trained to grab meaning from written or spoken words. Do computers need us to learn things in AI? While some AIs are trained with the help of humans, through supervised machine learning, others figure things out themselves by spotting patterns on their own. You might also like How to Make Money Blogging, a free guide, a beginner's guide to WordPress SEO best blogging tools to grow your blog in 202,411 best keyword rank tracking tools for.